And I used to do the contract for the Canada Canoe Festival that was hosted by the National Capital Commission here in Ottawa. I had that contract for 2 years, and it had been canceled last year, and that precipitated the reason why I went into the Ottawa X.
Right. Do you ever plan on expanding your business in any way?
Well, I have been looking at, and I have been working on a submission for a restaurant here in the Ottawa area that would basically be serving native foods, the traditional native foods of the area and from across Canada. That takes quite a bit of work in terms of marketing analysis and basically raising the capital to get the operation underway.
Oh, do you have a potential site picked out in Ottawa?
Well, at this point, I'm trying to raise capital internally within my company so that I can have some money set aside to start the process. It's going to be an intensive sort of thing to undertake, and I have to put money away in order to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so far we've been talking about basically your food booth. I would like to get into your catering business now. And you had mentioned a while ago that you provide services for Native events in and around the Ottawa area, Native gatherings and so on and so forth. What types of services do you provide for these events?
Well, I provide for any group that wishes to try Native foods. I have done contracts for the City of Ottawa in terms of press conferences at Lansdowne Park. I've done events at Parliament Hill. I've done events for conferences that come into town that are primarily, I guess, Native related. And I have also done some work for the Government of Ontario in Toronto, so I am mobile in terms of the catering services that I do provide. Most of my equipment is portable.
Mm-hmm. And what types of foods do you serve? I imagine there are no mashed potatoes or roast beef.
No, I like to stay mainly with the Native foods. I have buffalo roasts. I have some contacts in the north for caribou, Arctic char, and foods of that type that are traditionally from Native people.
Hmm. If you were ever called to come up to Maniwaki, would you be able to come up here and provide catering services?
With sufficient notice, yes, I could plan a trip practically anywhere. I realized that from the job that I did down in Toronto. It was a two-day event that I catered down there, so I know that I have that capacity to move about.
Mm-hmm. One last question. If someone should be interested in buffalo meat, how can they get in touch with you?
Well, they can reach me here in Ottawa through my home phone number at 234-3958.
Right. Okay, Gary, I'd like to thank you very much.
Thank you.
Notify the Council for the Arts in Ottawa. Send in something about yourself, what you do, and what you'd be interested in. And it's Council for the Arts in Ottawa. Care of myself, Peter Harris, at 21 York Street, suite number 1. And the postal code over here is K1N. As a normal 5-SAM-7. And if anybody wants to phone me, I can be reached at 237-4806. And we'll see what we can do.
And will Native Arts be represented?
Well, not. We don't have a specific program for Native Art. And it depends, of course, on what you want to qualify as being Native art. For instance, we have a juried arts exhibit that could be open to visual arts and we also have the crafts. Now, the juried arts exhibit, I think, would be of particular interest to some Native artists that are into visual arts, and it's going to be quite popular. We had one last year that was an enormous success, and the deadline is May the 15th, and they should send some information about themselves, their names, and so on and so forth, and two or three slides or photos of their work to Festival of the Arts at 21 York Street in Ottawa. And so by the end of May, we'll have a three-person jury who will be sitting down, going over all of these photos and slides, and then selecting. So I hope, you know, that there's somebody out there that's listening that might be interested. I would love to have their work in it.
And you had mentioned a little while ago your phone number, I believe. If people would like additional information, I guess they could call you at that number
Sure. It's 237-4806, and they can speak to myself or my assistant, and you know, let us know what they're interested in, and we'll try and set something up.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Harris, and I'm Jimmy Ojek, and I've been speaking with Mr. Peter Harris, Executive Director for the 1986 Festival of the Arts in Ottawa. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for phoning.
Bye.
Bye-bye.